Hachette Audio presents Someday Home, a novel written by Lorraine Snelling, read by Kristen Kelbley. To Ellie and Pippa, who shared stories with me of their history and how they came to share their home. I see them as true Renaissance women, and I love to visit them. Chapter 1.
Mom, I think you should sell this house, this place. Make life easier for yourself.
Marlin Lundberg, simply Lynn to those around her, stared at her elder son, Philip. He looked so much like his father, sometimes she had to jerk herself back to reality. Well, like his father 20 years ago, and less one slight paunch that had crept on over the years. Why would I do that?
Well, with Dad gone and money tight as it is, if you sold this, you'd have some money to invest and provide for yourself. We could build you a smaller place next to our house. We have plenty enough land to subdivide, you know, like you and Dad talked about doing someday.
Wait, what do you mean next to? The only thing separating your house and this one is a cow pasture. And it's less than 10 acres.
Well, yeah. Tom and I were talking about it. We're thinking right beside. And we could build a breezeway between them. Then you and the kids could visit without going out in the weather.
He scrubbed his chin with two fingers, another trait of Paul's. Paul, who had gone to work on plumbing a new house for a change, not just repairing older plumbing, which was most of their bread and butter, and dropped dead before noon. Just keeled over. The doc said an aneurysm blew. They'd never known he'd even had an aneurysm. He'd been the picture of a healthy, robust man who loved his family, his Lord, and his work, the order depending on the day. Paul, whom she had loved since she was 16 in high school, and he returned on leave from his 4-year stint in the army. He'd been a good friend of her older brother Sven, so not a stranger. But 4 years difference was a big one when you were 16, and your father said you could not date anyone in the military. The thought of selling the place made her teeth gnash and grind, but she did the books for both personal and the plumbing business. Between Philip, the eldest, and Tom, the middle child, the business was outwardly successful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?